Welcome to Covenant with Christ International, an encouraging word for today with Pastor Christine Shippey. Join us now to be encouraged, equipped, and empowered to live a life of freedom in Jesus Christ.
Jesus has given us an assignment, Matthew 28, 19 through 20. He said, "Go, therefore, and make disciples of the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even until the end of the age." Amen. And that really means go as you're going. It means as you're going about your day, teach people about me. As you're going about your day. Amen. He has given us an assignment, hasn't he? Whenever I have in the world, when our boss gives us an assignment, we just do it, right? A lot of times he's not going to stand over us, or she's not going to stand over us and be looking at, "Hey, are you doing this right?" No, micromanager. But they're going to say, "I need you to do this, I need you to do that, and I need you to do that." They don't care how you get it done. Jesus is saying, as you go, make disciples. Amen? As you go. Man, I'm telling you, we've got an assignment. We've got an assignment to expand the kingdom of heaven. Amen? We've got an assignment to take over from the light, from the darkness. He said, you're a city that's set upon a hill. Amen? And when you've got the power of God in you, when you are a born-again believer, the light of Jesus is shining off of you. Amen? They know that there's something different about you. But let's talk about some boundaries tonight that we all face. And I want to give you an example of some of the barriers that we face and how Jesus gives us an example to break through those barriers. Somebody tell somebody, "I'm breaking through the barriers tonight. I want to win souls for Jesus." So what are the barriers that keep us from doing our part in the Lord's harvest tonight? Now we're going to go back to John 4. And I want to look at a scripture text there, John 4, 3 through 4. "And he left Judea and departed again to Galilee, but he needed to go through Samaria." Now we'll get to that next scripture on the screen in a minute. Jesus had to go to Galilee. But he said he needed to go, or the King James Version says must needs go, through Samaria. Now there was another way around, but Jesus was bound to go in that direction. Jesus had an assignment, amen? And where he was going that day was to meet a woman at the well, right in the middle of the city. And at that time, the disciples were hungry and they went off to find them something to eat. I don't know how crazy they were about going through the middle of Samaria. I'm sure they might have wanted to go the other way, because Samaritans was an enemy of the Jews. Amen? They were an enemy and they were a mixed race of people. And there was a lot of animosity between them. But Jesus knew that he had to go straight through that city. And he went to a well and met a woman there. And when he was there, he spoke to her on terms that she could understand. And that's us, amen? We've got to find times in the Walmarts to be able to speak to someone, amen? I can't tell you the people that I've run into in the Walmart store. And whenever I'm out in the parking lot, people I haven't maybe seen in years, amen? And I'm just buying groceries, amen? And I just walk up to somebody, or I'll run into them and ask them how they're doing. The next thing I know, we're praying in the parking lot, amen? And God is moving on their heart and moving on their life, because God's given us that opportunity. It's divine appointments, amen? Lord, give us divine appointments every day, and let us just be real. They just want us to be real, amen? They just want us to be real and be concerned. So let's look. So he went and he talked to the most unlikely woman in the most unlikely place. And it was usually out of place for a rabbi to even go and speak to a woman, much less a Samaritan woman, amen? So his disciples came back, and look at what they said in the next text there in John 4, 27. "And at this point, his disciples came and they marveled that he talked with a woman. Yet no one said, 'What do you seek?' or 'Why are you talking with her?'" They weren't concerned about what was going on. They were just amazed. Hey, you broke through the barrier. Look what Christ is doing. He's speaking to our enemy. He's speaking to someone who we think is despised. He broke all racial barriers. He broke all gender barriers. He broke all cultural barriers to reach that soul. And that's our key tonight, to break through some barriers, amen, that have been held up. Because there comes a time where we have to put aside being politically correct. There has to be a time where we have to put aside being culturally and going with the flow. But we've got to be who we are, and we've got to care enough for somebody to go and cross those barriers. Amen. And they said, "What are you doing?" And Jesus spoke to her with what's prophetic evangelism. That's hearing the word and speaking the word. And each of us can prophesy. Each of us can prophesy to somebody in the Walmart because they come up to us and say, I'm hurting. I've been sick in my body. Well, guess what? You can lay hands on them and say, the word of God says that we lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. And we can grab them by the hand. And that's their prophetic word that day right then. Because it's the word of God for that due season and that due moment. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And Jesus met this woman at the well right where she was. And look at what she said. Verse 28, then the woman left her water pot, went her way into the city and said to the men, come see a man who told me all things that I ever did. Could this be the Christ? And then they went out of the city and came to him. Verse 31, in the meantime, his disciples urged him saying, Rabbi, eat. But he said to them, I have food to eat, which you do not know. Therefore, the disciples said to one another, has anyone brought him anything to eat? They thought he was hungry, didn't they? Jesus said to them, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and finish his work. Do you not say, and here we have it again, there are still 4 months and then comes the harvest. Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields, for they are white, ready to harvest. Jesus was more concerned about that soul than he was about staying in line. Amen. With the cultural climate of the day. Amen. There's barriers that we have to cross. And Jesus is our example for that. Amen. Now, let's learn a different lesson here. Let's stay with this text, John 4:36. And let's see, can I stay focused? Let's learn that we can be encouraged. Amen. Now, let's look here. And he who reaps receives wages and gathers fruit for eternal life, that both he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. For in this saying is true, one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap that for which you have not labored. Others have labored, and you have entered into their labors. There's no competition in the body of Christ. We all have a place. We all have things that we can do. Amen. And believe it or not, there are so many barriers that we might have trouble crossing because we might run into someone and we might think in our mind, well, they're probably not ready to come to church. Or I know their family and I don't know if they're ready. Can I get a witness? We have these things in our mind, these strongholds in our mind that will keep us from taking that step and saying, how are you doing today? Praise God. Bless you today. God bless you today. Just saying the simplest thing, just having the simplest word. Where we go in the prisons, you can't tell what God's doing a lot of times. We'll be in there every week and we'll see people that'll be sitting in the back and I can tell they don't want anything to do a lot of times with the class because they're hurting. They are desperate and they're hurting and they're afraid to even open up their hearts to anything because they're afraid that they're going to be disappointed because of what they've been through. They'll try to ignore me. They'll try to fall asleep in class. They'll hide their face in a book. And that just makes me pray for them more. Amen. And sometimes it's 6 months before the hardest ones crack. Amen. And then all of a sudden during a service, I'll see the tears start flowing. And then they'll come up and they'll get saved. And I've seen ladies that just the hardest of hearts, just been through so much, but they get saved, filled with the Spirit of God, and they leave out of there beaming, and they're just on fire for Jesus, reminding me of this woman at the well. Amen. Reminding me of that. And so many times we think, well, I don't have time, or it's a waste of time. I want you to understand, according to this text, it says, one sows, another reaps. You might sow a seed of blessing, just a simple blessing into someone. Some might have a need and you meet that need in the name of Jesus. Someone might need prayer and you pray for them in the name of Jesus. Somebody might just need to be encouraged and see that there are people that are real Christians who really do care. It can just be real. It can just be, hey, how are you doing? God bless you. We can all do that. We need to understand that it's not a waste of time. We need to understand that the simplest gesture, no matter how we might think, I don't know the word of God. There's no way that I can get up and preach. Well, maybe that's not your ministry, but you know what? God is going to give you that word in due season. He's going to show you what you can do. He's going to prick your heart. There's been times where God just says, I want you to hug them. And I just walk over and hug them. I want you to understand that it's nothing is a waste of time. Nothing, because he said some sow and some reap. Who knows? Somebody else might have been sowing seed and all you got to walk up to somebody and say, God bless you, and they break and need to be saved right there. And that's what this principle is trying to tell us. It's trying to get us in the forefront. It's sowing and reaping, and we're all doing it together. We're all doing it together for the work of the Lord. And we can learn not to miss any opportunity. Not one opportunity should we miss to witness for Him. Amen? It's going to be worth it. Amen? Just the simplest thing. I can remember people way back when that was just loving me and just encouraging me when I was far away from God. And we know that the scripture tells us that it's the goodness of God that leads men to repentance. It's the love seeping out of you that's going to have them seek for more. By their love, they shall know that you are my disciples, by the love of God that is in us. Amen. We can function right where we are. And I want to illustrate that for you in our next point. And we're going to go to Matthew 25. And we're going to talk about the parable of the talents. And this is important tonight. It's God speaking to the church so that He knows in these parables in Matthew 25, He is getting the church ready. And He's saying, you need to be watching. You need to be busy. You need to be waiting on me and love my returning. What are the priorities and attitudes that we have that keep us from doing our part in the Lord's harvest? What are the things? Let's read this parable tonight. Matthew 25, starting with verse 14.
Hi, this is Pastor Christine Shippey. I just want to say thank you for listening to this broadcast today. It's our hope that you've been encouraged. We want you to know that there's no situation or circumstance too dark that the light of God's love cannot shine through in your life. Love never fails, and God will never fail you. There's nothing impossible with God. Send us an email, give us a call. Let us know what the Lord is doing in your life. We would love to hear from you.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you were encouraged today and your faith built by the power of God's Word. If you need prayer, you can email us your prayer request to prayer@covenantwithchrist.org or call 281-592-5001 for a prayer minister to agree with you concerning your needs. You can also visit our website at covenantwithchrist.org for more information about the various outreaches of this ministry.